This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Initial efforts at forming a post-Saddam Hussein government in Iraq ended with an agreement to meet again in 10 days. Today's meeting took place near the southern city of Nasiriyah. Representatives of Iraq's Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds met under the leadership of retired U.S. Army General Jay Garner. Garner has been selected by the Bush administration to establish an interim authority in Iraq until a government can be formed.
I spent the night here last night. I did that so I'd wake up this morning next to the birthplace of Abraham, where I'd wake up at the site of the ancient city of Ur, where civilization began. And I said, what better birthday can a man have than to begin it not only where civilization began, but where free Iraq and a democratic Iraq will begin today.
About 100 Iraqis attended today's meeting, half of them exiles who have just returned to Iraq.
This meeting is going to be one in a series, and in the course of this meeting, we hope there will be an opportunity for Iraqis who have been away from the country for a while to get to know and converse with Iraqis who were here during the period of Saddam's tyranny, and to talk about how we could establish as soon as possible an Iraqi interim authority. I can assure you that on behalf of the United States, and I think I speak for the coalition, that we have no interest, absolutely no interest in ruling Iraq. And we would like to see the establishment of an interim authority that can take increasing responsibility on behalf of the Iraqi people for their country to be established.
That was Zalmay Khalilzad, the special White House envoy to Iraq, who chaired today's meeting. NPR's Mike Schuster is covering today's meeting.
Some of the main Iraqi opposition groups, the Iraqi National Congress, the Iraqi National Accord, and others based outside of Iraq, some in London, some in the United States, There's also an initial selection of folks from inside Iraq, and that's somewhat controversial here because there are so few of them, and the word hasn't really gotten out to broad sections of the Iraqi people, so that, for instance, here in Nasiriyah, the people feel that they aren't represented at all. There was a large demonstration today of, I'd say, 4,000 or 5,000 people who essentially say we have no voice. They're Shia Muslims and they feel that they're not being represented. Most importantly, also, the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution in Iraq, an opposition group, longtime opposition group based in Iran, they have refused to attend, so they're not here.
Schuster says today's meeting was just a first step.
It's supposed to start the process, talking amongst Iraqis, opposition within the country and outside, about what to do about their political future. Ultimately, this should set in motion a procedure to create some kind of provisional administration or provisional government. That's sometime in the future. People will lay out their needs, and I'm sure they'll talk a great deal about the concrete needs in Iraqi cities, and it'll probably be followed quite quickly by larger, more broad-based meetings to take place in other cities and probably pretty soon in Baghdad as well.
Is there a timeline towards an actual government in Baghdad?
Well, Jay Garner, who's chairing the whole thing, keeps saying that he doesn't have a timeline, that he's going to let the Iraqis take their time, see what they want, and go with them. But at the same time, political leaders know that some kind of provisional administration needs to be established quickly in Iraq, and that ought to then set in motion a process to create a real government. Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, said yesterday in front of the House of Commons that he hoped that within 3 weeks, some kind of concrete provisional administration would be about to be created. And then sometime a year after that, or at least once the administration gets its footing, that there could be a move to a real government in Iraq.
NPR's Mike Schuster near Nasiriyah in Iraq.